Hey, everybody. This is Dr. William Clark here. Glad to have you in for another episode of the Dr. William Clark podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about all things nonprofits. We focus on nonprofit fundraising, strategy, and leadership development. And glad to have you in house. I wanted to talk about briefly what goes into your fundraising plan. And I know that this is like an interesting topic for a lot of people because folks are in the process of developing their fundraising plans, whether you're a mature organization, whether you are an organization that is building from the ground up, or maybe you're going through this rework of your plans, and one of those plans is your fundraising plan. Maybe you're preparing for Giving Tuesday and it's early, but it's never too early to plan. Or maybe you're planning for some of the activity you want to engage in for the holiday season, right? And you need a fundraising plan in place so that you know what you're doing and why. So we're going to talk about this over the next few moments together. But before we do that, want to invite you to visit us at drwilliampclark.com. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com. There you can access a bunch of resources that we've provided for you. But you can also request a free consultation with me to talk about your nonprofit's fundraising goals and a couple of strategies you can use to meet your goals. And if you want to do that, simply go to drwilliampclark.com and we'll be glad to schedule that time with you. So let's talk about what goes into your fundraising plan. And let's really kick off by talking about why you should have one in the first place. Well, a fundraising plan, which is the idea of a plan itself, is important, right? And framing your fundraising around the concept of a plan is equally important, because if you don't know the strategy you're going to deploy to raise money, then what you're doing is pretty much putting your resources, money, staff, board, you as a resource out into the field without any direction and without any guidance. At the end of the day, your goal is to raise money. And if you're not raising money, and if you're not bringing in those resources, then everything that's working in your favor or working for you will ultimately be wasted resources because they have no direction and no purpose. So we have to begin with believing and understanding and operating with the idea that we are raising these funds for a specific purpose that's going to have a very specific outcome for a specific audience that we're serving. So what goes into the plan? Well, there are a number of things that goes into your plan, but I want to simplify it into three simple questions. And of course, there's much more that can go into the plan to refine it, to make it more strategic, to make it more intentional, to make it more specific. But there are three things that I typically advise my clients to think about when they're putting together their fundraising plan. The first thing that goes into your fundraising plan is how much you need to raise overall. So this should be connected to the overall budget for your program and or your organization. Now, depending on what the you're doing with the fundraising plan and what you're trying to raise money for, that will determine what that top line number should be. And it should be a big number, right? Because your program does not cost $5,000. Maybe a component of it does, but it does not cost $5,000, does not cost $10,000. When you look at all the costs that go into running your program, from staff to rent to supplies to everything else that makes the program special, those costs add up. And when you add up all those costs, that's going to show up as a big number. For some of you, particularly if you're an organization that's been around for quite some time, that easily crosses six figures. For organizations that are kind of in the 3 to 5 year old range, maybe 7 to 2 year old range, that may cross six figures for a program, but it'll easily cross into the major five figures. And for the newbies, you might not know this, but your program is going to easily cross well above the four figure mark and the five figure mark when you start to think about the resources you need to operate your program. Whatever that top line number is, that's going to be the number we insert into the plan, because we need to know how much we need to raise. The second question that we need to answer in our plan is, who has our money? And the who can be a variety of institutions or individuals. Now, institutions can be obviously foundations, community foundations, private and public foundations. The who could be partners. If the WHO could be your local city, state, or federal government if you qualify for funding. The WHO could be sponsors, so on and so forth. The WHO could be individuals if you're raising money from individuals, or corporations, or families, or churches, or fill in a blank. Whoever that WHO is, we need to identify who has our money. And this speaks to specifying who we're going to raise money from, who we're going to ask to donate to our worthy cause and to our mission. And also, let me just add this, the WHO should also include your board, because your board should be a giving board no matter what. And when you begin to look at who has the money, you got to start to think about, well, how much are we going to ask from each group? It's not going to be even split, you know, across all groups, because all groups have different budget sizes and amounts. So it's going to be a variety of numbers from each group, but we need to be strategic about how much we're going to ask from each group. And then the last question that goes into this fundraising plan, number one, it begins with how much do we need to raise? Number two, who has our money? And then number three, probably the most important question that we have to answer in our strategic, our fundraising plan rather, is who within our team is going to go get the money? This is so important, because now we know how much we need to raise, because we've done the hard work of budgeting and we know all the costs that go into running this program. We do know who has the money. That should be fairly easy to find out depending on the work that you do and who typically supports that work. But then number three is the very hardest thing to do, figuring out who within your team is going to go get the money from each of those funders. Why is that hard to do? Why does that matter? Chris, and we'll add you to the podcast in a minute, Chris, if you can hold tight. Listen, the reason why that's hard to do is because the who's going to get the money really is a question, or another way of asking, who is going to take action? That is the question that we're trying to answer. Who is going to take action to get that money? Whether it's you as the executive director, whether it's the board chair, members of the board, someone on your staff who handles fundraising, maybe it's a third party, maybe you have a consultant, maybe you have another stakeholder who's highly vested into your work. Somebody has to be assigned to get the money from the various sources: private foundation, major foundation, public foundation, community foundation, state, city, contract, partnerships, sponsorships. It doesn't matter the sourcing of the money, right? Somebody has to go get the money from those specific sources. And how do you determine who goes, who's going to get the money? Well, you determine that based upon skill and proximity. Who has the skill to raise the money, to make the ask, to make the pitch, to put together the deck that leads to you getting the funding? Who has this skill to write the grant? Because sometimes, in some cases, these conversations are very transactional, and it might not even be a conversation, but it may just simply be, do you qualify for the grant? Great, submit the application, we'll let you know about our decision. When you're in that situation, somebody has to go get the money, and the getting process is simply completing the grant application. Maybe it's completing the sponsorship application, maybe it's a presentation deck, maybe it's a one-page white paper, maybe it's something else this particular entity is asking for. Somebody has to go get it. And in other cases, I'll share this with you too, way before you start putting pen to paper, you may find out that this fundraising process for you and for your organization is a process of relationship development way before money is exchanged. So here's a question: who's going to go spend time with these funders to build a relationship so that you can make that connection, to build trust that will lead to funding your organization? The who from the team is so important. I'm going to encourage you to think deeply about that. I want to encourage you to think about who you have on your team and who you need to have on your team to help you raise money. And if you are that person that needs to raise money because you're the founder or the board chair, or you play a significant role in your organization, I'm going to encourage you to strengthen your capacity, strengthen your skill and ability to raise money. And if you need help with that, this is where our team comes into play. If you go to drwilliampclark.com, first, schedule your free consultation. But number two, we have masterclasses available for every one of you to learn how to fundraise, to learn the psychology of fundraising, and how to integrate it into your everyday way of thinking and being when it comes to running your nonprofit organization. Again, I'm going to encourage you to visit us at drwilliampclark.com, schedule your consultation, join one of our masterclasses, and we'll be glad to help you with your fundraising efforts. With that being said, for those who are on the podcast, we're going to end the podcast right now, but if you want to be a part of our after conversation, always join us on Clubhouse. Follow me on Clubhouse. Follow all the conversations I'm a part of, and you'll be a part of the ongoing conversation. With that being said, this is Dr. Clark. We'll see you guys next time. See you, everybody.